Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
Welcome, everybody. I'm here with my sister, Carla, and the Camping Conscious Duo. We can call that. We've been doing video all day, and we're here at Nancy and Wendell's Permaculture Farm, would you say?
Yes, Permaculture Farm.
Yeah. And we are excited because we're preparing to do a fire. Wendell's going to do a fire, and the water buffalo are out there waiting to see the fire because he says they really get excited.
They get excited. Yes, they get attracted to the fire.
So we're waiting for him. Let me
give you
what we're anticipating being a part of this evening.
Or maybe
yeah, I think I can see it. And as the sun is come going down, we have had a lot of rain here this evening since about for the last hour.
Yeah, on and off, maybe 2 hours started earlier.
On and off, rain. Yeah, everybody's been saying, we need rain, we need rain. And it's so appropriate because we've both been excited about being in this natural environment. And so Carla has 2 acres of beautiful land where the tiny house Joy is now parked. Tell them how you got Joy. Let's talk a little bit while we're waiting for Wendell to set the fire up. Let's tell them about how you got Joy and why you got Joy.
I purchased 2 acres of land to create an area that would remind me back home. It would take me back home. And it is this farm where we are here today is the closest that I have to home, to, you know, having all of your crops growing around and having animals around and having people that care and love for the land and they're connected to the land. You know, it reminds me of my roots in Brazil, growing up in a small rural area where people care and love for the environment. People care for what they're eating and for how much nutrition is in the soil, not, you know, going out and just grabbing things out of the shelf. I am very connected with my grandfather. I remember when I came to America and I went to the grocery store for the first time, and I was shocked. It blew my mind. And the first person I called was my grandfather. I'm like, Grandpa, this is not Hollywood shit. And it was life transforming for me to see how you know, there's aisles and aisles of packed and processed food, and then there's like 2 aisles that is the produce right there. And when I got the first organic tomato and I saw it, like, organic tomato 3 times more than the regular tomato, and I'm like, what the fuck was the other tomato made of?
Yeah, it makes you wonder, duh.
So I'm like, no, it's not what I want to eat. And that was, you know, like 22 years ago when I came in. And that's not how I want to eat. That's not how I want to live. There's beautiful things about my country that I want to preserve. And, you know, like, this is one of it. And there are beautiful things about this place that we have to preserve. But this here where we are today, it connects me back to my roots. It connects to my soul. And the love and the tender care of the environment around you. You know, you're just being around the trees. You're just looking at beautiful oak trees. Oh, my gosh. Let me show you guys here. Look at this. Look at that, right? You're looking at this incredible root system that is connected with, like, a massive reserve in the area. And there is chickens, water buffaloes, organic crops. But take a look at this house. Across right there, there is a tiny house, which it is a complete sustainable environment. They have solar panels out there. They have rainwater collection. And, I mean, the drinking house in the buckets right there, it is a complete ecosystem. There is no starvation here. There is absolute health and absolute love in this environment. So everything that is in that little shed, it is all that you need in order for you to survive. And you can be complete off-grid. They don't need support. They are really against. I would love to hear Wendell to get it right, because he put it in such a simple way, in such a powerful way, that we are just transforming clean water into acid. And this kind of in a transform me into beautiful compost. And when you take the dry waste, or please, Nancy can teach that way better than I can. So, Nancy, we're trying to teach the young. Nancy is coming in to. So, Nancy, could you help our audience to understand the importance of us stop flushing the toilets?
Well, it is a big waste of clean, potable water. And we are, it isn't even waste. If we use it, it wouldn't be waste. It's fertilizer that really belongs back in the soil where it originated. So that's basically it in a nutshell. But
now, where were you raised? Were you raised in Florida?
I was raised in Pennsylvania till grade four.
No kidding.
And then Florida.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, the Philippines did have a big impact on the way we live.
The Philippines?
Right.
In my life.
Right, exactly.
How does the Philippines affect us?
Well, I mean, just with life, because we lived there without electricity and running water for 3 years. We live so differently here now.
So you live there with your family?
No, we were Peace Corps volunteers.
Oh, your husband, Wendell. Wendell's, we're going to meet Wendell soon, but he's busy. But, yeah, okay. Okay, so that was the big influence on why you live here, being in the Philippines.
So.
You know, that's why I think it's so important for children to travel.
Yeah.
At a young age, instead of being stuck in public schools 8 hours a day or whatever, you know, traveling all over the world.
You're born into your mother culture.
Yeah.
You have no idea how the rest of the world lives.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Right and wrong, because you only were raised
only that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's exactly what happened to me in Africa. You know, she was asking me today about the tattoo and why I did the tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, is something changed? Because over there, we had nothing. I mean, the concept of nothing is way different than when you say, oh, they didn't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
They had nothing. No, they probably had help from the government. They had family. They had something. But no power, no running water, no, I mean, they do have families.
Mm-hmm.
They do
right.
have community. They
right.
have something that is so much more precious than what we have here.
Yeah.
And we are stuck in material things here in the Western world, you know, with all of the technology and with all the beautiful things that we have around. But we don't have the balance,
mm-hmm.
right? So the point of having joy, which was your question on the beginning, and
mm-hmm.
the buying the land here, is to be able to teach the people, to be able to teach my children and the youngest ones that there is a more sustainable way to live.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that by design.
Yeah.
So my
yeah.
company is sustainable even by design, mm-hmm. which means, which is the goal and the purpose is to design something that is as sustainable as possible for you in your environment. I don't want everybody to, you know, start getting buckets and start pooping out in the dry. That's
mm-hmm.
not the point. But the point is to understand it. And
mm-hmm.
there are many ways. If that is something, there's Norway technology today that you can incinerate your waste. There's no waste at all. And you can transform into just ashes and bring it right back into nature. And you can have it in any, you know, any apartment, any trailer, anywhere. And when I start researching and when I start to looking for a sustainable way to live myself, the first thing that I did was to cut all of the medication. So I was
mm-hmm.
looking in for my sustainability inside first.
Right.
Because I didn't want to be taking anxiety medication. There is not one medication or paying medication or whatever it was, the, you know, the case. Through many years of living such a stressful life. So when I start studying alternative medicine, I'm like, I am going to create a sustainable environment all the way around for you to be able to experience that and come over to the tiny village and where we have joy now, which is 2 acres that is
5 tiny houses in that property, and I would build it with vertical planters, and it will be having all kinds of herbs and all kinds of organic food and a minimalist lifestyle, a place that you can have your computer, your Wi-Fi, running water, but you do have the rain collection, solar power, eolic power, regular power, whatever it is, but there are tips and places that you can see, okay, I can implement this sustainability style in my life. I can implement meditation in my life, which means bring your life into sustainability, not just your mind, your body, but also your emotions. So when we are in a sustainable environment, like we are right now, we are completely surrounded by nature and by balance. So all we have to do, even if you don't know, all we have to do is to connect. Just be present. We are always on the go. We are always on the run. We are trying to accomplish things. We're trying to build things. Or we are always in the past, regretting what we did or feeling sorry for what we did. Oh, gosh, how about thinking about what people think about you? We are always fighting with our emotions, and it's not sustainable. It's acid. It's acid. We are taking what God has created, which is this beautiful vessel that we have, and we are poisoning with all kinds of craziness in our minds, with the TV, with the news, with what we eat, and with where we live. So the tiny village is a place, the first house in the tiny village is joy. Long story, coming full circle around. I was on Facebook looking for the first property for my tiny village. And I found the House of Joy. And this is our amazing mama of the House of Joy. And I connected her with her on Facebook. And she, you know, we hit off. I made an offer. She accepted. And a few months later, we're here. I am still developing my tiny village. I came to it would be like the end of my financial resources for the moment. But there is the universe bringing up all these amazing people that are coming together as a community for us to build something that it will change the life of the people that come around. The people that I bring to this farm, their lives are being changed. When they come around, and if you can show them that how, you know, like the toilet works, do you want to do that?
Is it, where's the nearest one?
Yes, the nearest, so I will show you guys.
We're going to take a little tour of Window and Nancy's home. And let's see, hopefully we have enough light. Yeah.
So it might get a little dark here.
There is no light here. So,
right here? Okay, good.
So
this is your tour of...
So right here, see? Right here, there's two buckets.
So she's here. But what happens here, look, this is the best way to explain it in a way and how to use it. So they have instructions here and instructions how to make a deposit in the EcoBank. One scoop covers all the urine material, and 3 scoops will cover the poop. Important, please. Enough covered material around the sides to leave a flat surface. So the next deposit doesn't roll down.
A little echo. A little echo.
Okay.
Okay.
So we have to turn the key.
So see, that's how it works.
There is,
she's pointed out to the dry side. So, okay, right there, it is the bucket that has the dry matter. Right? See? This is the dry matter. It's just cold. It is the box.
And so they created that in their porch. It's absolutely beautiful. And then it works in a way. But when this is full, they will take this outside. And then hold it for a while. And it goes over to the tree, right back where it comes from.
Where we come from.
So this is a complete sustainable environment. Look at this. Take a look at this. Even the branches of the sidewalk, they're really natural, and there is no process. We don't need any power to do anything. It came straight out of nature and created a piece of art. Take a look. Isn't that a piece of art?
I'll see if I can get.
Okay, hope you can still hear me.
Keep on going.
So now it's your turn, my love.
How did we connect so beautifully?
Okay, so we're going to create a little echo here. I don't know. I'm going to take that out of there.
How do
you
get rid of it?
We're going to leave the studio and come back in and see if I can get rid of this. Delete, on Facebook. Enter studio. Okay. We are just adjusting Facebook Live right now because of an echo. There it is again. Okay, I don't know how to get. Okay. We're back again with that.
Maybe if we put the volume down.
Oh, you know what? Well, no.
Then I won't be able to.
Okay. Hello.
All right.
Maybe that'll work.
Okay, we're going to try and take the volume down.
Let me know in the comments. Still echoing. All right. So we're here at night. So why not? Carmen and I might have a pack.
Carmen and I might have a past life because
of the synchronicity of how we ended up here, even in this beautiful spot.
There, oh, that's nice.
This is kind of unusual for me. I'm doing the show in my studio on my phone. Usually I'm at a desk. Can't see her. Yes, I'm on the. I'm on the camera right now. Carla, get over here.
Oh,
okay. So we're out here on the farm, and Wendell's working on a fire. But Carla and I have had this unusual connect, not unusual really,
no,
this divine connection.
It's so much synchronicity. Sometimes it's scary. We're like,
yeah, it is scary.
What is that? But it was really we had so much in common with natural healing, with all the herbology, and with all the laws for nature. Period. Right. I think that's what connects us.
You know, trying to be grounding. I actually look at you as an inspiration, as someone that is far advanced in the past that I had, you know, like just graduated into technical school or, you know, like the book knowledge. You had so many years of experience and knowledge into what we can do today with the access of YouTube, with the Amazon, any energy. You can buy anything and be delivered right at your door. And we have,
to heal ourselves with nature is way cheaper than to heal itself with all this medical crap that is out there. Not that it's not necessary. I'm not saying that. There are certain things that, yes, but we don't need to be a slave of it. We don't need to depend on it to be healthy. We definitely don't need all this blockage in our mind. We all definitely need all this control. I don't know how many women are out there, but we got to feel. We got to feel. We are creators of life. So we have to feel what we feel, and we have to honor what we feel. But at the same time that we're feeling it, we have to use our mind as a tool to, like, how do I use this emotion for good? Why am I feeling this way? Why am I anxious? Why I am stressed? Huh? Ask yourself, why are you anxious right now?
Like Mercury retrograde. We blame it on that.
We're blaming everything on Mercury retrograde tonight. It's the bills? Is the children? Is the spouse? The partner? Is the job? If you know, is the people that you're related to? What is that is going on in your life right now that could be creating and causing some sort of disease in your body? So tonight, we want to ask you to write it down. See, I've been holding the pen for the longest time. Actually, my three guys solar pen. I'm a big fan of solar power. If anyone out there need it, please let me know. If we connect ourselves with this moment right now, write it down. Make a list of everything that let's just move it over there in the chair. Just make a list. Make a list of the things that you just want to let it go. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Think about Elsa. Think about whatever you want to relate yourself to it. But tonight, imagine that you're getting out of the Egypt again. That you're leaving away all of the slavery, all the emotions and all the feelings that are making you sick, that are not bringing peace to your life. We were talking about forgiveness today.
Great.
The landowner sold Carla. The landowner, she's now working, and we're working on her living. Came by to check on her and to give her some advice.
Hello?
Okay.
Okay. Why? And you could really tell me that you had it.
Hello.
Okay.
Any cancer will be carrying hatred and forgiveness.
During the show, to begin
to write down
what it is
you need to
transform
and let go.
Try and play Born of Water and see if you can hear me on Facebook, because my phone hasn't been really given a volume long enough. But I'm going to see if we can do Born of Water, Healed and Powerful, to prepare us for the fire and for the energy of the full moon that's coming. So let us take the moment to breathe and listen to a meditation music, Born of Water. See if I can get it to come up.
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age. Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African American Psychic Trauma.
And fire my spirit, earth my body, water my blood. Air my breath and fire my spirit. I like to sing, yes, I like to hold you. She likes to sing to me, she likes to hold you.
Worship song for us tonight. So I can get it to play.
Indigenous people,
Lila June, all nations.
Shine your light, we are equal.
We had 10
I remember the days when our prayers were illegal.
Today, as we did our yoga.
I remember the days when we
were attracted to the
Yeah, we had a rough patch, but get ready for the sequel.
Lila June is
get ready for the glorious comeback of our people.
Rise up,
yeah,
rise up.
All you warriors of love, all you answers to the prayers of our ancestors from above, I can feel it in my heart. Can you feel it in your blood? I can hear the sound of
calling hear it,
up
it,
to wake
up,
wake up.
515-605-9325. Because
we don't have to my die.
Music is coming through Facebook because I'm on my phone tonight, and I probably need a better browser, but next time I'll talk to you on my computer. But for now, all nations around the world, bringing us into the waxing of the moon,
giving forgiveness as my bow and my prayers as my arrows, pull them back and let it go. I watch them fly like sparrows, have hope.
Fullness of who we are.
Yeah, have hope. With compassion as my shield and faith down to my marrow, I will walk the pollen path even when it gets narrow.
I'm going to go to the fire.
Yeah, I resurrect. Yes, you can bet. That we seen the single mama raising children on the res. We seen domestic violence, terror, power we have left. We seen the alcohol take it all and leave us dead. We seen the children take their lives when they can't take the dread anymore. Can't take the dread anymore. No, we can't take the dread anymore. No, we can't take the dread anymore. It's a war, but we've seen it all before. And now we know we can change it, cause that's why we were born. We know we are the ones that we have been waiting for. We are the ones Grandma has been praying for. Rise up.
As we
all you want
is
love, love. All you answers to the prayers of our ancestors from above. I can feel it in my heart. Can you feel it in your blood? I can hear the seven fire calling us to wake up, wake up. So ahora
letting go of your head
indígena, tú eres tan sagrada, traigas medicina de tu suelo todavía, a pesar del abuso de tu cuerpo y tu tierra, respetamos tus ancestros y la tuya cultura, hombre indígena. Tú eres honorable y yo veo la fuerza que todavía sobrevive a pesar del abuso de tu raza venerable. Yo respeto tus ritos, tus danzas, tus padres. Somos guerreros del amor y guerreros de la paz. Sí, no vamos a escondernos más. Somos guerreros del amor y guerreros de la paz. Sí, no vamos a escondernos más.
They say that history is written by the victors, but how can there be a victor when the war isn't over? The battle has only just begun, and Creator is sending his very best warriors. And this time, it isn't Indians versus cowboys. No, this time, it is all the beautiful races of humanity together on the same side, and we are fighting to replace our fear with love. And this time, bullets, arrows, and cannonballs won't save us. The only weapons that are useful in this battle are the weapons of truth, faith,
and
compassion.
So if I do... we just don't have a shorter show because I don't have too much control over it. The mosquitoes. Okay. So Carla is on her way. And I'm going to open the mic of Kwame while I put some mosquito repellent on before we go to the fire because like, I don't know what's going to happen out there. Let's see. Kwame Sunhorse, your mic is open.
Good evening, Sister Beata. You're using my thing.
Good evening.
Study group.
I can barely hear you, but keep talking.
I said you're using the theme song for our study group. We're All Nation Rise study group. That's
Lila Jones. Hallelujah.
Yeah, Lila Jones. Yeah, she's part of... You know, she allowed us to use her song because she supports what we do in recovery.
Wow. Okay, so let me translate that for Facebook because I can't, they're not getting
Kwame Sunhorse is on the phone, and he's thanking or acknowledging we're using Lila June's theme song, All Nations Rise, for his study group. And where is that, in Georgia?
Well, it's nationwide. We do a Zoom study group for people around the country comes on. We just got off. It was, you know, from 7 to 8:30 that we do our study group. It's part of White Bison's Wellbriety Recovery Program.
Okay, so how do you, Kwame, tell us how this full moon waxing, this waxing of the full moon, Mercury retrograde, is affecting what you do right now and where you are, because we're getting ready to go to a fire and the water buffalo are there, and, you know, we're just taking in the energy of a waxing moon that's going to really be full at midnight. But how are you processing all this Mercury retrograde and waxing moon and all that? How are you processing that where you are?
Well, just like I finished the meeting, and I'll go outside because it's at 12:15 a.m. that it'll be the eclipse and the completion of this full moon. And so in it having this effect, it's a reboot, and it's a time that we can connect to a more powerful energy coming from that sun and the sun and moon, because they're interchanging and we're the planet in between. And so it's giving us an extra boost of consciousness or energy that's doing that. Mercury retrograde is because we have to go back and look at the parade that was there in April, when you had Mercury, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, and Venus. All five planets were in a perfect alignment with each other. And Mercury in itself is a planet of communication. And the communication is that when it's gone retrograde, it's not really retrograde. We just slowed down, and it looks like it's going backwards, but it's not. It's still in its part of the retrograde means is that that energy from Mercury, the messenger, the is to go back and look at some things that you didn't get corrected. The full moon means is that everything has been brought to light from that cycle, because we had April the 1st and April the 30th. We had two new moons in the month of April. So you had those five planets, the two new moons in April. Now this is the culmination of that moon waxing to this moment now, and the full energy of all of that is directly being rebooted to the planet with the eclipse. So these are the energies that we're needing to moving forward, that will go into the next full moon, but the next one will be in the summer solstice. So all of these energies are giving us the necessary consciousness to make this growth and development shift as we move from fifth to sixth, and some are even higher. And even what's happening with the human frequency of the earth, it's moved from a 7.82 to some areas is 45, some areas is 60. So that means that the earth's electrical frequency has elevated. And so what we're getting now, when we come and do what you're doing, having the fire, being there with the buffalo, and I mean being there, and even now with this alignment, what? And the shifting, there was the prophecy of the white buffalo calf was born.
What? Say that again?
The prophecy of the white buffalo calf returning to Turtle Island. It was born on April 27th, and it's born and it's now growing and living, because any time that you have an albino animal born, it's part of some great change that's getting ready to happen.
Wow. So far I'm doing okay. We're at the fire.
Well, and you're even the fire.
So I hope everybody... Let me see.
Now,
I'm going to
ask you a question. you go to the beach a lot and you sit there and all the wave and the motion of the ocean coming up on the beach and that energy coming up from the ocean. When you sit with that fire, you're getting the same energy, but it's just in another form, because both of them gives off what we call negative ions or ions, magnetic ions that the body needs.
Absolutely, and we've lost our Wi-Fi from the Facebook, so I've walked as far as I can to the fire. But Kwame, can you still hear me?
Oh yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so I had to walk away from the house to get to this fire, and I lost Wi-Fi on Facebook. But I'm good.
Right.
I still got chill energy. But, okay, so to answer your question, Kwame, looking at this fire, I can only describe to you, like you said, being on the beach, that same energy of frequency from water, air, sand, and sunrise. This, what I'm looking at is this blaze of energy going straight up and the branches being burned. And this yellow color in the middle, and these sparks going up, and so this fire is absolutely giving me a different experience of a spiritual, natural energy. And then it's like fireworks right now because he's moving the branches around as we, sit here. And I think I've lost Facebook, so sorry about that, folks, but if I'm going to be out here with the fire, I'm not going to have as much Wi-Fi. And I think the only thing keeping us connected in the studio is cellular data. Because Wi-Fi has, I don't think they have as powerful a Wi-Fi here. So that's why I lost Facebook.
Lost your bandwidth.
My connection was interrupted. So unfortunately, my Facebook friends are not going to be able to see the fire because it's too far away from the house. It's too big. But hopefully my friend Carla can, maybe she can do a Facebook Live and then share it to my page because she's out here. I think Carla's out here. Carla!
Yeah.
Carla over there? Yeah. I'll try and get her to do it.
On your experience with the fire, watch the fire and the energy because it's the same coloration as the chakras. You'll get an orange, you'll get a red, you'll get a blue.
Or do you have the? If you do, share it to my page. Otherwise, it's okay.
Okay, I'll try.
Yeah. We can't get a lot of power out here. We're out in the country here. Okay, so Kwame is instructing me to watch the fire. And what again am I looking for, Kwame?
The different colors.
Looking at the different colors. So what are we seeing, Carla, out here? What colors are you seeing? White?
Bright, yellow.
You got a white, you got orange, you will get a blue. And each one of those frequencies is the energy that it's releasing. And that's what it's focusing in your body. So orange is what? Your sacral. Red is the yellow.
Right.
Yellow is the what? Solar plex. Blue is the throat.
So, Carla, what Kwame is saying, we're seeing chakra colors in this fire.
Yes.
So
yes,
can we identify energetically? Can you identify energetically with the colors you're seeing in the fire with the sacral energy or the energy in your body and match it, mirror and match it with your, and transform it? How about that one? How's that, Kwame, transforming?
Yeah, but what it's doing is it's communicating with your body and the energy of the standing tall or the logs that's burning. The energy is coming out of them. And what they're doing is giving up their life and releasing all the moist, all that has been stored in them for how many years that the logs are. They're giving your energy, Plus, you have to understand certain woods. If you were burning pine, pine burns faster. Cedar has a different energy. Each tree that you use with burning a fire gives you a different frequency and energy.
Okay, so what's happening is you're getting energy from that tree. Each
right.
color from quantum, I'm translating what quantum is saying because my volume, I can't get my volume high enough to hear him, but what he's saying is that what we're seeing in these colors is from different energy from different trees. So imagine that each of these trees has a unique frequency. Is that right, Kwame?
Right. And that frequency in its burning, it's emitting, and the
it's
energy
emitting.
Coming from it, you'll see the colors that it'll show.
So the energy coming
the
from
energy.
Each tree is the color.
Beautiful.
It's not each tree, it's the fire. And if the wood is burning, there's a certain frequency of energy. As
the
wood
is
starts to burn down, that's when you get the orange ambers. Ambers is the ash getting ready to turn to ash. That's the carbon that's getting ready to come. That's the bottom chakra.
So the bottom chakra, all of this is about the frequency within us
right.
being mirrored kind of from with the tree.
Right.
Giving of its light and its life, right? I mean, because we're killing the tree.
No, you're not killing it. You're just recycling it because that ash
recycling,
will
transforming.
Be it will be nutrients to the soil. So you can take
nutrients to the soil.
The garden.
So this is going to be for our garden. Are you sharing that? Can you share that to my Soul Purchase Healing page or either one of my pages? So Carla's it's powerful. Carla is able to get a live video on her phone, so she's going to share that for those of you listening. She's going to share that to my page, so you can see this beautiful energy being displayed here.
And watch for fire beings because you will see different shapes like a phoenix or a little man or a little thing. Take pictures of the fire at different times and you'll capture those beings.
Well, you should have seen the other night we had a campfire at Carla's place. Oh, my goodness. Did we see some unusual displays, shades of – it was so – that's why we want to encourage people to have these experiences because it's so uplifting and enlightening and inspirational. We were talking earlier with Nancy, the owner of this property. It's how many, 24 acres? 24 acres. And she said what influenced her was the time they spent in the Peace Corps in the Philippines. How they
right.
experienced such a simple lifestyle in the Philippines that for all those
yeah.
years it transformed their belief system to come back to the United States and not want to live in a high rise in Chicago or in any type of huge single family home with very little land but all house. And so that's what that experience transformed them into why they have those 24 acres. Where they
yeah.
owned all this food.
And what you got to look at, what's 2 and 4 add up to?
Yeah.
6.
The moon's coming up. Okay,
and
we're starting.
Scorpio, you know this is our water moon, right? Scorpio.
Yeah, I saw that today.
Cancer, Aquarius, Pisces. This is a Scorpio.
Yeah.
Moon.
So does that mean that people who are in these water signs have even more opportunity to transform?
Right.
When they have a consciousness?
Right. You have your signs, the moon being in the energy of your sign is going to elevate the sign that you're in. So the people that are Scorpios, but the water signs in general. We'll have it, and we've been, and especially Pisces, because Jupiter and Neptune were in Pisces together. Those were our two original. Neptune is our planet, but Jupiter was the original planet. So all of that frequency is now working with the water spirit. I mean, the water sign.
These are my fire plants. I always hear these.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to see. I think I saw. I am not used to working on my phone. Okay, I see Mama AV has her hand up, and I believe I saw Naima send me a text on my phone, but I'm not. I'm going to open up Naima's mic first.
Unmuted.
And Naima, your mic is open if you want to play some commercials right now. I know I'm behind because I can't see really well on this phone what's going on, but I'm going to leave Naima's mic open. So whenever you're ready, Naima, if you want to play some commercials, and we're going to just enjoy the fire. And as I said, I've got my friend, partner here, Sister Carla, sending a video of the actual fire, and the moon is starting to show up, so we're excited over here. So Naima, our executive producer, if you want to go ahead, and I've lost Facebook. I'm sorry, Facebook. My tablet couldn't. And I've got, okay, what is this? Oh, a cat.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
destructively.
Can you hear me, AZ?
Yes, sir. I can hear you, Brother Kwame.
I don't know where she went unless she muted herself.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was on mute. Go ahead, Mom AZ and Kwame. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. You could not make this up. Greetings, family. Grand risings, everybody. Oh, Brother Kwame, I love the freaking bejesus out of you. Do you know, Dr. V, I've been playing Lila June since 2017. I've been aware of her since then, or maybe, 2017, when I was there with Miss Sue. But the point being is, because of the stones, the godfathers, the grandmothers, the sitting people, they got me a ride to go to Sierra Vista from here, Tucson, family. I swear to God, you cannot make this up. This has happened to me before, but not on this level. I'm here at a nursing rehabilitation center. I've been here more than a year now. And the godfathers, the grandmothers and grandfathers, godfathers, meaning the stones, had me to agree within myself that I would take the initiative to go and get them. And they sent somebody from Georgia to get a truck to take me and my things home and also to get them to set them up in where the pepper tree family is. It uprooted itself, but that's not all. They asked me to play Lila June as I was doing this, and the Lord is in the house, and the whole time that I was putting them together, and then I called you. They had me to call you, Dr. V, to play Lila June, and I'd be darned if Brother Kwame, because I was going to ask you, can you get her? I've asked you that a couple of years ago, too. Could you get her on the show? And then here comes Brother Kwame with the white buffalo calf, and he knows why he's doing. And I'm like, what the? The universe is a trip in a good way. Oh, my God.
Oh,
Brother
yeah.
Kwame,
oh, yeah.
Can you get Lila June on Dr. V's show? Brother Kwame, you a trip. You everywhere.
I have to get in contact with our manager because, you know, she was working on her doctorate up there in Alaska at the university, and she's trying to finish up. I don't know if she's finished it up this because she was working on her doctorate there in some university in Alaska. But, you know, she's contactable, and, you know, going through her manager, I would have to see what her schedule would be if I could get in contact with her.
Brother Kwame, you can do it. You oh, my God. Brother Kwame, I'll send prayers. I'm going back out there to do meditation. Brother Kwame, you everywhere. Where are you not? You are everywhere. Unbelievable you are connected. I've been wanting to get Lila June for 5 freaking years. But here you are, like, you're just taking a drink of water and you thirsty. Oh, my God. Thank us, Brother Kwame, son, horse. Work with Dr. V and get her on the show. This is a whole show in itself because her bio gives you a little bit about her background. I'll try to, I don't know if I can send it to you, Dr. V, but you need to hear this part, this segment of her bio to change. Anyway, family, I am so excited. I don't know what to do. There was a pepper tree that was uprooted the 20th of July of last year. I have been at this facility for a year and 2 months. And I'm telling you, something is getting ready to unfold. And nature has a major, major healing, family.
for all of us. We're going to have to go back to nature. If they shut the food thing down, we got to grow our own. And if you don't know how to grow your own, it's not going to hurt you to assist somebody else in learning. And then if you have to do without a few meals, like I got to do without a lot of meals right now and gain 6 pounds, that's okay too, because we don't need a whole lot of food. I mean, you know what I mean? So thank us, Dr. V, and thank us, Brother Kwame. I'm so grateful to my mother that she allowed me to come to her gate, because I'm experiencing all of us. Thank us. Wow.
Okay, Brother Kwame, you going to work on that?
Brother Kwame, everywhere. Hey.
The only thing I can do is, just like I did when I asked her, could we have permission to use it on our show? And she gave us permission and saying she would support it because she supports World Variety. Whoa. So I'll contact her manager and see where she's at.
Thank us, Brother Kwame. If anybody can do it, you can do it. Heck, she already gave you authorization, so Dr. G doesn't have to do that, because that was the next thing, asked that I was going to ask you, Dr. G, but that's already done by way of Brother Kwame. So hopefully you can roll in there with us.
Whoa.
Thank us. It's going to happen. The stones said so. The godfathers and grandfathers, the sitting people said so. They told me that last night, but I didn't understand that. But I do now. White calf buffalo. I mean, oh, and the fire. One other thing that I want to say. Brother Kwame, I've always wondered what those different colors meant. After all of these 40 years or 45 years, 50 years of having sacred fires, I've often wondered about that. And can you repeat that again, the colors that you see in the fire, if you don't mind? And what about an Agnihotra fire? What does that tell you? Because I'm going to reach out to Sister Miradina to see if she can be kind enough to do one here at the center.
Well, Agnihotra is a different fire. It's the burning of dung and ghee and rice, brown rice. And that's to emit the frequency of that dung being burned to... It's kind of like fertilizing the air, because it removes or it kind of smudges the air of radiation and negative energy at sunrise and at sunset, at those two times when the energy of the sun hasn't made it here to visual, but the energy is already here. That's why it's done at sunrise and sunset. So that's the part of Agnihotra. The fire in itself is according on the logs that you're burning, there's an energy that's released because there's a spirit in each tree. So what happens as it's burning, there will emit certain colors that will show the frequency of what that fire is energy is releasing. So you get a fire that's real orange and bright. Excuse me. You'll get fires that turn yellow. Sometimes you get fires that are real hot that will be a reddish, and then you'll get a white. And so what it's doing is showing you the frequency of the chakras, because there's an energy that's being released in that wood burning, because sometimes even the wood that will sizzle and it pops is because there's still water and light in it. You'll hear it cooking and sizzling because it has to draw out all of it so it can burn and create the heat that you're needing.
Pay attention, family. Yes, Brother Kwame. Well, when it burns white, what is that energy? I've seen white and indigo blue.
And your blue is your throat. It's talking to you. It's emitting the energy of that heat, just like in a gas stove. When you use a gas stove, you'll get a blue and a white, and the different colors is because that's from the gas that's the natural gas or the propane that's burning in it. Those are the colors that gas burns. But wood burns in different colors at different frequencies.
So what frequency is white and indigo blue?
Indigo is throat, and white is the highest. That's the northern part. That's the color north. That's the elder. That's the hottest part of a fire. You know, sometimes they're different degrees when you go from a orange to a red to a yellow to a blue and to a white. Those are the heat signatures of that fire, how hot it's going. Just like when you take the grandmothers and grandfathers out of the fire, they have the same color as the amber. If you notice mm-hmm. that when you heat them up, they'll look the same color as the amber, glowing orange, because that's the core of the earth, the heat of the earth that they're mm-hmm. made from. And so these are the ways in which our ancestors knew, you know, as being able to take those ambers and you can bury and you can bake stuff in the ambers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you cook food over fire and you try to keep the distance of it. That's why you have a skewer and you move the meat around on it because it'll cook. So it cooks just in different degrees that you use the fire and how to be able to use fire. That's why firemen are trained to learn how to read fire, because fire is the energy. It has life, and they what they call backdraft, and that turn around and the fire will pull oxygen in. It will suck all the oxygen out, and then it will just surge, a big surge, and it'll bust out.
Yeah.
Right.
You see that on Chicago Fire.
Right, but fire has life, and this is what it burned. That's why when they did the towers, they were talking about the fire and how it clapped. No, that was pyro explosions that made that drop down. If it was a fire inside, it would have blew out.
Wow. Wow, Brother Kwame. Thank us for you just being, you know, how do you say, receptive enough to hear the tall ones communicate and give you the incentive to gather this wisdom that you already have had within anyway. But, oh, my, Brother Kwame, this is an amazing journey, family, that I have been on for 2 days. Yesterday, I just, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, who would have thought that the Godfathers would call this particular person?
I know everybody wanted to know that, right?
Right. Wait, you know, honest to God.
Could I ask you?
Yes.
I know you're in Florida, but they don't have, like, if you have any magnolias in your area, the outer.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, they're everywhere. In fact, they've been blooming.
Right, because this is what they're talking about when they say the pink flower moon. If you look at the magnolia trees in the moonlight, you will see all of the buds that they turn white. They kind of glow. Like when they open up and turn white, all of the little buds will look white. They will just. You'll see all them like little candlesticks on the leaves, on the branches.
Okay, well, I don't know. I don't think he has any magnolia trees around here right now. There's all kinds of trees, but magnolia, I don't think so. The moon is coming out right now, so this is kind of exciting. The fire, the moon, and
as it rises here, so, my magnolia tree in front of my place. And all of the little branches that has the little flowers that haven't budded yet, they all turn white. You can see it in the moonlight. The moon lights them up.
I had, if you go to my personal Facebook page, you can see the fire, but it keeps, the Wi-Fi goes in and out, but there is a video. There is a live video on my Facebook page of the fire that we're looking at right now. But it goes in and out on Wi-Fi. So if you want to see what we're looking at, oh boy, getting lots of sparks here.
I mean, it's flying everywhere.
I know. Okay, we're back live again. There we go. So you can see what I'm seeing right now, which is really amazing that you can even see this, because Wi-Fi goes in and out and out. But look at, oh my goodness, if you could just see, and then it goes out. Now it's trying to reconnect. And the moon is coming out too. So I'm hoping I can get a shot of the moon at some point. Let's see, Kwame's sending a text. Oh, wow, I'm looking at Kwame's magnolias. Wow, isn't that awesome? And Naima's ready. Okay, great show. Go, Carla. You all are funny, giving me all these notes. And then I got to get back to the studio. Can you guys still hear me? Okay, I got to get back to my studio.
I hear you. I hear you, Dr. V. I'm muted.
Okay, great. So I'm going to go back into my studio here somehow. But this is just really beautiful, the scenery here. It's huge. Oh, there we go. Okay, I am live right now. If you want to see the fire, just go to my personal page. I couldn't get on Soul Purpose Healing, but there's a live fire. And for those of you who don't get out enough, it's like I am telling you, this season is speaking to me especially about the need to be out in nature. I don't know how all the rest of you feel, but just this month of May, I think, especially, it's just so powerful to draw us to nature, to draw us to trees, especially. Just take trees, for instance. If you're in Chicago, for instance, I'm sure there are lots of trees in Chicago that are in bloom, or the weather is getting warmer, 60s and 70s. So this is a call to us to get outside. We need to be outside more than we're inside, right? Because the frequency of flowers blooming, like if you were to see the picture of the trees that Kwame's looking at, oh my goodness, it's just calling you to go hug the tree and go smell. Oh, magnolias are just the most best perfume in the world sometimes, when you just hang in there with the smell of these flowers and how it can affect your mood. If you are in a bad mood, just go smell magnolia flowers or any flowers. You don't get this smell in the grocery store or at the floral shop. The smell of flowers still on the tree, like magnolias and some of the other ones, is just so unique that it will change your mood. So I'm going to go, I'm going to open up Naima's mic again. And we're going to go to our last commercials. And when we come back, I really would love to hear from you as far as what you need to transform this season during retrograde and full moon energy. And the changing of the seasons we're in, because I think, if I'm not mistaken, we're getting in the summer solstice and summer energy real soon. I think we're going to be in the summer next month, next week, next month, coming up soon. So what are you wanting to transform tonight that we can kind of throw in this fire and help you burn? I'm hoping we can share tonight what we need to throw in this fire and let go of, because this retrograde energy is all about transforming the old paradigm, old childhood wounds, inner child healing right now. That's what we want the last half hour. Let us be one. Just as we had 10 cows show up today Or was it yesterday? I'm confusing the days here because these cows just running the show where I am. Just as we had 10 cows showing up, yeah, that was this morning. In our yoga session, we attracted the 10 cows. Just moving and breathing, these cows showed up just staring at us like, what the hell are you people doing? And we turned around and, oh, my goodness, the cows are here looking at us, staring at us, waiting for food, of course. But just with us being there moving, they showed up, and those cows helped us to transform some of our unforgiveness, because this guy showed up having skin issues, cancer issues on his skin, and we were able to help him really transform his thinking. Yeah, you don't need another surgery. You don't need to be cut on anymore. You need to forgive. And that's what those cows do for you. When you look into their eyes, they're just so pure of what they're just so present, so pure, so natural, so powerful. This big black cow staring at us. And number 18, by the way, is a female. So if you saw my post on Facebook or I sent out in text, we had a cow with a tag on it that said 18. And then the bulls, that 18's the female. And the big black bull is right there and staring at us with stuff dripping out of his mouth looking for food. So I'm just describing the atmosphere that I was in earlier today that just transformed our thinking. That's what nature does. It transforms your thinking to look at this very natural, pure beast, pure insects, pure creatures. And then to realize how we can simplify our own lives and be even more simple and more less complicated. Because these cows are not complicated at all. They just eat grass and eat food, whatever you throw. They eat the peel of the orange. You can get rid of all your scraps if you have cows. So Naima Latif, if you want to, whenever you're ready to play commercials, just go ahead. I'm just describing the scene. We have more people showing up. Because we're having a fire celebration of this waxing new moon, and the moon is really here bright through the trees and showing up, and people are showing up, chairs around here, and this is what we should all be doing right now.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Cell Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
So this is Shami. He is a family dog.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is a result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Miraculously, my Facebook is showing this fire in and out with Wi-Fi, so I'm really excited. Naima, I know you're at, while you're awake, Naima, if you're still awake, Naima, I know you're awake. We want to hear from you about what you're transforming and letting go of, if you want to share with us, because that's really what this is all about this season, and why I'm out here live with all these beautiful souls who are watching the moon come up, show up. Naima, it's your turn if you'd like to share what you're transforming and letting go of right now. And let's see, Kwame and Mama AZ, your mic's open too if you'd like to chime
okay,
in right now.
Okay, I'll do. All right. Well,
go right
ahead. Go ahead, Brother Kwame. Is Dr. Keith in the house now?
Yes, can you hear me now? Or you got my mic open?
Yeah. Hey, Dr. Lateef. Yes, ma'am.
Good to hear you.
Yes, I'm grateful. Is that you?
Yes. I just wanted to add a thought. What I'm
releasing. Well, I'm getting all of the wood from the developer.
Is judgment of people. You know, sometimes we judge people harshly if they don't have the information that we have, or if they have not been made aware of things that we've been made aware of. And sometimes we're unforgiving of people who do things in their lack of awareness that might cause us pain. And so in realizing that I may have been unforgiving of people who out of the level of consciousness that they have, I need to not be judgmental and unforgiving. And so I'm letting go of those feelings and accepting people where they are in their understanding, even if I think they should know better or should do better. But they are where they are, and I have to accept that they are where they are in their journey toward higher consciousness. And I'm choosing not to get frustrated if, even after sharing information, they still remain where they are. And that's difficult because we all feel like people should know better. How come they don't know this? How come they don't know that? You know, and it's very difficult to accept people where they are and love them anyway and not be arrogant or sarcastic toward them. That's a challenge. So that's what I'm letting go of, is judgment of people.
I think the key words that I resonate with, frustration and peace, and when we do that. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Mama AC.
Oh, my God. Dr. Lateef, unbelievable. Yes, thank you. Thank us, because, you know, when people do things and you're saying, why did they do that? And when people reject you, you also get sensitive, at least I do. And letting go of what people think. They think I'm out to lunch. Oh, well, I'm out to lunch. It's okay. They're not
where I am, and I'm not where they are. And I'm grateful, and I have to let go of all of that because it really affects my healing. And I'm also wanting to let go of being in fear about the moves that I've been guided to make and just move forward with it no matter what. If I'm alone, which I was, it was proven yesterday that I'm not alone in this particular journey because a truck showed up. And I'm like, whoa. And it's another show. But I am letting go, family, of being afraid that when I hear from the ancestors, the tall ones, you know, and my mother and my dad from the other side, and Reverend Allen and many others who guide me with information, to not to be afraid that somebody is going to do harm or something because I am not on their level and they're not on my level. I'm letting go of that fear of that and moving forward with the ease of knowing the Creator, the tall ones, everybody has my back. Thank you.
Faith over fear. How about that? I passed it. I was walking through the neighborhood here, and this woman had a sign on a tree that said faith over fear. And I thought that's the theme after the last 2 years of Twilight Zone and insanity. Faith over fear is our mantra, or is our affirmation that, just like you said, you know, believing that all these ancestors that you hear from, they survived a certain period of time, and they're now helping us to thrive, not just survive, but to thrive if we have faith over fear. So I hear you, Mom AZ, and thank you, Dr. Lateef, because we each have separate journeys, but like my friend Carla said earlier, that her experience in Africa is what motivated her to put a tattoo on her back of Africa, because she felt the love of the African people. She felt the pain of the African people, and yet they had joy when she was there. And so we had a conversation on texting about tattoos, and here I am looking at this woman in my life now. Carla had this beautiful tattoo on her back of Africa with a half heart in it. And I said, wow, you need to share why you did this, because so many people are caught up in who somebody said about judgment, letting go of judgment. I'm praying that after hearing her testimony, we come out of this judgment about tattoos. That's crazy, because we don't know what motivates people to put ink on their body. And Kwame, I'm going to let Kwame have the word on this, because as Kwame said, years ago, people were putting art on their bodies, and it wasn't something in sin. That's the confusion we have, is that tattoos somehow are a sin. And Carla's story for me shows us how the reason people put art on their body is because they have feelings about certain things. Oh, I know what it was. The post was about someone put a tattoo of Kevin Samuels on their leg. It was just amazing how they showed up on their leg. And they were like, oh, my goodness, this person is crazy. But we don't understand, like Naima said, we need to stop judging what people are feeling, why they do something from their own personal experience and their feelings, and then we sit back and judge. But we have not walked in their shoes. So Kwame, if you're still there, maybe you could share a little bit about that, especially the history of tattoos and what that means, and then where we are today in this journey of judgment and all that.
Well, and thank you. And it's a very important time that we're in with this full moon. And the full moon is everything. You see what it is you want to see come to light. And when the moon is full, what you do is you do the ceremony of releasing, because it's getting ready to wane. it's getting ready to take the light, take whatever it is that you don't no longer feel that it serves you. Write it out and do like you're doing at the fire. This is what the ritual ceremony and full moon is. It's people write out things that they want to let go, and they put it into the fire to release it. Because what it does is that energy is taking away that which no longer needs to be lit in your life. And so when we begin to understand how to plant what we want to see come to light in our life in the new moon and in the full moon, you take what you no longer feel that serves you, and then you put that into the fire and you release it. But that's also when you charge up your crystals. And your crystals is because you put it in sea salt and water, is because it's how it vibrated and formed itself in the sacred geometry is the sun and the moonlight, more so the communication of the moon. And it being made from the water, and it moves that energy that the crystal is formed from. The part about tattooing, and you talked about the 10 cows that came up there, they're tattooed because one has a tag on his ear saying 18, one has one says 9, and I guarantee you that the person that owns them branded them in order for them to have their mark on them. But we knew that the body was, the skin is the largest organ. And when you put an adornment on there, it radiates the frequency and symbolizes what you want that energy to be. What that person with Kevin Samuels on the back of his calf, that's what he wanted to represent. He wanted that energy on his body. He has that energy of him inside of him. So it's in that adornment, and there hasn't to be a permanent doing, because you can use henna, and henna is what the women in India and others, they adorn themselves. It will fade away. It's made from the ink of a plant. But these were able ways to know that, just like in The Secret, the woman put I love you, because when you put the word on that, your body is water, and it will transmit and hold the memory and consciousness of what you're putting on you. What Carla did with putting Africa on her back, that's something that she always remembered and will go back to, is why she put it on the back. She's carrying that energy that was given to her on her back. She could have put it on the front. She could have put it on her arm, but she put it on the back because the weight of what she was able to transpose in going there, and that was what she's carrying coming back here and doing what she's doing.
That's so true, because she definitely wants to go back. She has children over there that she's adopted, and so, yeah, her desire is to go back. And I, on the other hand, I have no desire to go to Africa. I've been all over the world, but I just don't have any desire to go to Africa. I have a desire to go to Australia. When my husband said he wanted to go to Australia, I was like, well, I do too. But when he said he wanted to go to Ghana, I'm like, man, have a nice trip. So it's it wasn't even in me. I wasn't attracted to it.
Memory.
I think it, yeah, yeah.
We have
so
a memory.
That memory wasn't.
What we're, right.
Go ahead.
No, we have a memory in lands in which we did. You know, it's just like I lived in Chicago. They took me there, but I had to come back south because I stayed. I was born at 33 degrees latitude and 88 degrees longitude. I live here where I am right now, 33 degrees latitude, 3 degrees longitude, just 5 degrees difference from where I came in on the planet, because I know how to stay in the frequency of my grid where I came in and what the energy is for me to work in.
Brother Kwame. Yes, Brother Kwame. Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Yes.
Okay, I want to ask you two things. I want to ask you about the grid line. You just solidified something about grid lines. And where I am right now in Tucson, Devon Gable, 6150 East Grant Road,
is something very, very powerful about this, because I've never been in a location that has been this strong until, well, Montana was extremely strong for me, gridline-wise. But here in Tucson, where I am now, it's off the chain.
Can I share with you what you're asking, and maybe this might help you?
Oh, okay. And before I forget, I want to know about the cows, because two times the cows came to make just like those cows were there, the 10 cows with Dr. V. Okay, go ahead.
But what I'm sharing with you is that we all have a place that we are connected to on the planet. And what is best to do is to take the day you were born and time you were born, and you take that, and then you put in the city that you're in and look at your planetary alignment that happens, because it's going to tell you all the planetary energy that you're dealing with. It'll give you your longitude and latitude when you do your astrological chart.
Get out of here, Brother Kwame.
And that's
all about
the V. Right. That's how you know if there are good places and bad places for you to be in. And you'll see your planetary alignment, and you'll see what energies that you work with by being in the place that you're at.
Okay, one more time. You said put in
just like
when I came to the planet.
Right. What you do is you can go on astrosomething.com, and you can get a free reading. All you do is put in the day you were born, the time, and then put the city that you're living in and the state, and it will give you a reading of your exact location of where you are in the planetary alignment. And you can read what each planet's energy in that alignment for you works with you in that area. Just like I did with where I was born at and where I live at, I'm just 5 degrees different.
Get out of here. Okay. Now, what about the cows?
The cow is telling us it's about nourishment. We're in the energy. We're getting this energy to nourish ourselves. The cow symbolizes nourish. This is a time of fertility and new birth. Nourish yourself and others. Be as productive as you can be. That's what the cow symbolizes. A cow eats grit. A black cow standing there eats green grass, that number 18 cow, and here that black cow will eat the green grass and give you white milk.
Okay, Kwame, now, right now, we only have a few minutes left, but right now we got water buffalo in our midst. They're like right on the other side of the fence. So give us some words about the energy of the water buffalo, because they're here with me, and then now they're here with you, all of you listeners as well. Water buffalo are here. It's like, I think it's four of them. Is there four of them, Carla? Yeah, four water buffalo. What's that tell us?
You sure they're water buffalo, or they're not bison or...
No, they're water
they're
buffalo,
water.
Right? Yeah, they're definitely water buffalo, and there's four of them.
Because water buffalo is native to Africa. That's why I'm with
you. I know. That's what we found out.
Right.
They're native to Africa, right?
Wendell, where are the water buffalo they're native from? Well,
Asia, he says.
But what they are, they're in the family of bison, and the bison means abundance. Abundance awaits you if you act with respect and honor. Now is the time for right action. Shortcuts and ingratitude creates problems.
They have their own kind of special breed.
Wow. So that is what, you know, I've been hearing too. All those messages are coming to us. What is this? Oh, this is a cat. Now the cat's here.
And the cat is a familiar. The cat's there to protect you from the different spirits that's in the area. It's a familiar. It's a protector. It's always been a protector. Cat means independent. Cat means the mystery and the magic is afoot. But you must find your own way of expressing it. Develop your ability to be more independent.
Now, this cat just came and sat right under my feet with all these people here.
But you are, remember I was telling you, Pisces energy, because you're the water sign. It's coming closer to the person with the spiritual energy.
Okay, we got this covered here. Between the cows and the cats. C&C, we are just rolling in energy. Thank you so much. It is like 9:57, so we got to close out tonight. I'm so grateful for all of you who have shared in this very powerful, energetic moment, and we're going to continue here in Ponsafaki. What's the name of this city again? Lake Ponasofsky. I keep messing up the name. Florida, where the moon is bright, and we're gonna got a drum here. We're getting ready to drum, and we got about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people here tonight. So, anybody have any last words before we go? There's the fire is still on Facebook Live. Yes,
I'm just grateful,
right,
Brother Kwame. I'm just grateful. Thank us.
Right, now I'm grateful. But I suggest that you write out why you have that fire before midnight. Write what you want to see removed. Write whatever it is that you feel that needs to be released for the planet and for yourself. And gain that independence by releasing it.
Thank us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So, let's see, Naima Latif, your mic is open. If you can play our farewell greeting, because I can't even see it right now. If you can play our farewell greeting, I send all the love and appreciation and gratitude from all 8 of us here tonight to all my Facebook family and my Blog Talk family as we continue in the enjoyment of this waxing moon energy. So everybody have a beautiful evening, and we will see you
muted
tomorrow morning. Zelda will be on. I don't know, not sure what her show is, because I can't see it. Can't see anything other than my studio. I'm going to play the studio. Let's see, farewell, if I can find it. But we got some awesome energy closing. Thank you. The fire is crackling right now.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, xie xie. India, Zanyabat. Japan, arigato. Korea, kamsahamnida. Russia, spasiba. Germany, danke. Poland, dziękuję. France, merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, Madasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Nyabonga, Senegal, Jerez, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.